Hello and welcome, and thanks again for joining us today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us if you do a search for The Best Hour or blogtalk.radio.com/course mastery, and also on our website, truthought.org. Thanks for joining us today. I'm also here with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you here. We're going to be discussing lesson 346. And before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath.
Today, the peace of God envelops me, and I forget all things except God's love. Father, I wake today with miracles correcting my perception of all things. And so begins the day I share with you, as I will share eternity, for time has stepped aside today. I do not seek the things of time, and so I will not look upon them. What I seek today transcends all laws of time and things perceived in time. I would forget all things except your love. I would abide in you and know no laws except your law of love. And I would find the peace which you created for your child, forgetting all the foolish toys I made as I behold your glory and my own.
And when the evening comes today, we will remember nothing but the peace of God. Mm-hmm. For we will learn today what peace is ours when we forget all things except God's love. Today, the peace of God envelops me. And I forget all things except his love. And so it is. So let's join together again for a brief moment of silence. So this is a high call. Yeah, we have, most of us at least have, we might say, busy lives, and we are called to serve in the world and to make a living and take care of our loved ones and take care of our body, you know, and plan for the future and work around the dramas. I mean, we fill up our day with all of these projections and all of these ideas of what's important. But this lesson is literally almost saying, you know, take the day off from the world. Today, the peace of God envelops me and I forget all things except his love. And as we talked about yesterday in the last few days, it's incumbent upon us to begin to become proficient in ignoring the thinking self. Find a place where we're comfortable. Find a place where the body doesn't demand our attention, you know, in posture and sound and lighting and, you know, whatever you might need to find. It's practice watching the thoughts, not getting hooked and ignoring the thoughts. And as we move those thoughts of the thinking self, the mind of fear, further and further back, I have the image of moving it to the back seat, so to speak. And I'm driving the bus and I'm moving, get behind me, you know, take a few seats back, a little further back, so that I'm not really tripped. I'm not really hooked by the thoughts of the thinking self. The thoughts are going to be there. You know, I think it's not something that's we're going to experience very, very easily where we aren't subject to that stream of thoughts, but we can begin to experience brief instances where we let it go completely and we ignore it completely. And that's where we find ourselves available to spirit, for spirit to begin to connect and communicate with us and to help us by relieving us of the strain of trying to step away from the ego. It's really a matter of surrendering to peace and just stepping back from it. And so this lesson is telling us today, the peace of God envelops me And in order for to make room for myself, to for my mind to be joined and enveloped and merged with the higher mind, the higher self, the true self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than my right mind, I really need to be diligent and intentional in ignoring the thinking mind, which is really only focused on the external world, something of the past and projections about the future, but its only focus is on the world outside me. And what this lesson and this teaching is about is turning within. And that's where we'll find that wonderful grace of peace.
The grace of peace. Yes, yes, yes. And it's really done according to what we desire. You know, desire above all else, God and God consciousness, love, and being a teacher of love. Value that above all else. Have no false idols before this. How easily we have forgotten God. How easily we forget love on a daily basis. This is just, you know, switching our priorities, switching our value system, and having the goal at the beginning, driven by the desire to be home, to return home to the consciousness of love. And when that becomes our driving desire, when that becomes our only goal, we abide in peace. We forget all other things except God's love. We become single-pointed. If my eye is single, my whole body shall be filled with light. And mind you, that's beyond the physical body, beyond the mental body. It's the ethereal body, the spirit body, the bliss body is filled with light when my mind is stayed on thee, making the main thing, that is the goal. And when I do that, when I create this as my new intention and my habit, the new habit, when I forget everything else, peace abides. I'm enveloped in the peace of God. I think of how we approach a new year and we have, you know, the intention setting and we're all trying to shift and change habits. Change this habit. Change what you're focused on. That and only that. And everything else will be added. Everything else will fall into place. Mm. You know, how easily we have forsaken thee, how easily we have forgotten this.
Well, we've forgotten that the universe is benevolent.
Right? Yes, and so how easily we've been committed to that forgetting, you know. And so now it's like, forget all this that you made, that you've been attached to, that you believe has been your identity, you know. Be willing to forget all that and to remember love, to remember God, to remember peace, to remember, oh, I'm here to be happy. I'm not here to argue with you. I'm not here to, you know, judge you.
Control.
I'm not here to control you. I'm here to love you. And I found reading the italicized prayer so moving.
Absolutely.
And so the invitation to everyone is to read this to yourself out loud.
Yeah.
To read these prayers so that you hear them in that connected state. This is a love affair. When you read these prayers, it's a devotional. It's being in love. It's saying, I am yours and you are mine. This is my priority. This is it. Today, the peace of God envelops me and I forget all other things except this because I'm so in love. When you're in love.
It's really not that hard to do, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, we say falling in love.
Yeah.
Allow it. Let it. Quit fighting it.
Yeah, when you fall in love.
Hey, man, if you've made it to 346 in these lessons, you've already made the commitment.
That's right. Yeah, when you fall in love, it's not hard to keep that on top of mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as we say, you know, keeping the main thing, really.
Yeah, keep the object of your affection right before you, you know.
Close to the lips, close to the heart, close
to your thoughts and your mind. And yeah.
I like to think of it as the love that's within me.
Yeah.
So in order to give it my attention, you know, my practice is to, you know, to continue to return within. The world's doing this, but every chance I can, you know, recall that love, I want to return to that love.
Yes.
I'm turning back within.
Yes. And you are, you know, Absolutely. Even if you think of it as separate, you're giving it, and what you give is the gift that you give to yourself. Mm-hmm. I get really tripped up with the languaging of A Course in Miracles, not only the continuous, you know, male pronouns, but also the your. And for those who are listening, you know, when I say the word your, it's usually capitalized, like your love is capitalized. And it sounds as if it's separate, you know. And so I really appreciate you saying that you return it within, because, you know, what did you get that insight? It's really you.
It's really you, yeah. The Holy Spirit's nothing more than your right mind.
And the Holy Spirit is nothing but an aspect of God.
Right, it's the voice for God. Captivating voice, we would say.
Right. And if you are one with God and never left that source, then, you know, so our languaging, I think this languaging in my training can point to separation, but when I read it, I'm not reading it from separation.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a graduation process for sure, because the course comes to us at our own thought system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes, you know, and it begins to communicate with us as in duality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's reflected throughout the book. It's circuitous. But we move from duality to semi-non-duality to non-duality. And that's where when we begin to see that we're really speaking to ourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the reference to self is the higher self, capital S self, you know, is moving us to that oneness, mm-hmm. you know, of non-duality.
Mm-hmm. So today the peace of God envelops me, and I forget all things except God's love.
And so it is.
It is.
Absolutely.
So it is.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for sharing your wisdom and your conversation.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom.
Yeah.
And those who are listening, I love you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom too.
Absolutely. We know you're there. We appreciate you, mighty companions. Thank you for staying the course. We will continue to do just that. Hallelujah. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send